Kisavo, at the beginning of the parasha, discusses the mitzvah of Bikurim. And as it discusses the mitzvah of Bikurim, it goes on towards the end of the first Aliyah to discuss the other Matnos Kahuna, like the Truma, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni. And at the end, so the person who's talking says, I did the mitzvah as I was supposed to. And the language of the pasuk is as follows. The language of the pasuk is, I got rid of all of the things that are holy from my house, which happens to be, those of you that are learning Malkum Shinogu, that would certainly include the apples that, let's say, don't exist anymore in the field, and they're not accessible for the animals, right? You did biur on all the kodesh, all the things that would be an example of some of the kodesh that has to be removed from the house. It's referring to Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, referring to the other matanos, to the somim, to the aniyim. Kichomis zecha shir sivisani. All the mitzvahs that I observed, that I fulfilled. Lo avarti mi mitzvah secha v'lo shechachti. I didn't transgress any of the mitzvahs that have to do with trumos and maisers. This is called vidui maiser. When a person articulates and says that he fulfilled all of those mitzvahs. And the pasuk goes on, next pasuk, lo achati bi'oni mimenu b'm. I didn't eat while I was in Onain, while I was in mourning, etc., etc. And then at the end of the pasuk it says, Shemati b'kol Hashem Elokai. I listened to Hashem. Asisi k'kol Asher Tzivisani. I did everything that I was commanded. This is a very, very bold statement. Now, what does Rashi say? What does it mean? Asisi k'kol Asher Tzivisani. I did everything I was commanded. Says Rashi. Samachti. I have rejoiced. V'simachti means I brought joy to other people with it. Meaning, the final line of the Vidu Meiser, what is the whole idea of giving the Matnos Kahuna and the Matnos Aniyim, is that I was happy, that's the ultimate goal, and I brought joy to other people. What a beautiful idea. Now, how do we know that they're connected? How do we know that by going ahead and giving to other people, and by also recognizing the gifts that Hashem has given us, how does that bring a person to simcha? And the answer is that when a person realizes that Hashem is taking care of him, and a person goes ahead and brings simcha to other people, so he's going in the ways of Hashem, he's doing the ratzon Hashem. When a person does the ratzon Hashem by being happy himself with what he has, and by bringing simcha to other people, so that's when you know that he's done what he's supposed to do. That's considered to be fulfilling the mitzvos. And the Gemara tells us in Tainus and Daf Chav Beis, right? They asked Elio Novi, who's a Ben Olam Haba? And he said, these two people are Bnei Olam Haba. Who were they? They were jokers. And they said, what is your job? And they said, as in the Inshi Beduchi Anan, right? We are jesters, right? And we go ahead and we make other people happy. Now, what does it make? Why is they Bnei Olam Haba? Because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to follow the ways of Hashem. Hashem makes us happy. How does Hashem make us happy? He gives us gifts. He takes care of us. And we go in the ways of Hashem. We make other people happy. So then, we are going in the ways of Hashem. We know that we are fulfilling our duties. We are fulfilling, right? Because just like Hashem is Rachum, Afato Rachum. Our obligation, our goal in life is to mirror the ways of Hashem. And when we go ahead and we rejoice in what we have, and we make other people happy, that makes us on the level of fulfilling the mitzvos that Hashem wants from us. I heard an interesting, a very important pshat over here. It says, Inshi beduch yanan. We are, not only are we people who make people happy, but the first step is we make ourselves happy. And you see from this Gemara, I think it's the Me'am Loez who says this vort. He says that the only way to make other people happy, if you yourself are happy. And you see the exact same theme by the Rashi of Asisi Kohasher Sivitsani. What happens first? Samachti. I'm happy. I recognize that Hashem has given me all the gifts. And then what do? Through giving to other people, v'simachti. I make others happy. There's no way to make other people happy if you're not happy. You have to go ahead and be happy. And how is a person happy? Well, when he realizes everything's a gift from Hashem, it has nothing to do with him. That's why he's obligated to give Bikurim. That's why he's obligated to give Trumos and Maisers. He's recognized that everything he has is a gift from Hashem. Whether he's successful or not, it's not him. There's no reason to be sad. There's no reason to be upset. Everything is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an important yisod to understand in life, that a person recognizes that everything is a gift from Hashem, he'll be happy. There's no expectations. Everything is a gift. And when he goes ahead and he gives it to other people, and he goes in the ways of Hashem, that will also bring him happiness. When he is happy, and he makes other people happy, he's going the ways of Hashem, and that will increase his happiness. Now, I saw Rav Meir Biederman brought down one of the most beautiful things I ever saw about going into Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this. Somebody asked Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, the great Gadol, who only passed away, I think, 10, 20 years ago. He used to give a shiur in Brooklyn. And he said, how can I prepare for the days of judgment, the great days of judgment? And Rav Avigdor Miller looked at him and he said one word. He told him to smile. And the guy looked at him like he was from Mars. I mean, you know, the Rav, the Gadol, Rav Avigdor Miller. What? Smile? You know, if you'd ask me what to do how to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I would tell you, do tshuva, to daven, to learn more, to do chesed, just to smile? And Rav Avigdor Miller turned to the crowd and he said the following. He said, you probably think I'm older and I've lost it. You probably think that I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know what I'm talking about. If a person goes ahead and smiles, so then that's the greatest preparation for Yom HaDin. And he explained with the following mashal. There was a guy who owned a store, right? A large store, let's say a department store. And unfortunately, the accountant went through the books. He audited the business, and he realized that they were losing money. They had to cut costs. And they said, what can we do? We have to fire some people. So they went through the list of who had to fire. And the accountant said, you can't fire that guy. He said, why can't you fire that guy? Because he smiles all day. And people actually come to the store just to see him smile, right? So therefore, for sure, that he's off limits. You got to keep him employed in the store. And that's the mashal. The nimshal is obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, recalibrating, renewing the world. So which employees, which dedicated servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to keep around in this world, right? On a very basic level, the ones that smile, the ones that are happy to be here. Those are the kind of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to leave in the world for the coming year. Okay, and therefore, it says in Rav Avigdor Miller, when a person goes ahead and smiles, that is the greatest hachana that a person can do going into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Rav Yisrael Salanter said that he was once in a hotel, and he says a mashal. Rav Yisrael Salanter says a mashal about a very, very fancy hotel. And a rich guy is there for a few days, and he sees somebody that he recognizes as being a poor man. And he says, what are you doing here? How long are you here for? He said, oh, I'm here for 2 years already. 2 years? I can only afford to come to this fancy hotel for a few days. and you're here for a year or two? How is that possible? And he said, you have to understand, I work here. I'm dedicated to working here. And since I work here, I'm able to get a free room and board as well. That's how we have to understand our life in this world. If we are an impactful, and we have a positive influence. Thanks. If we have a positive impact on this world, so then automatically we deserve to be here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us free room and board in this fancy hotel. We don't have to be so rich. We don't have to be rich with mitzvahs to be able to be granted another year of success and prosperity in the coming year. All we have to do is be an active and positive and proactive and positively a positive force in this world. And how do you do that? Of course, it'd be nice to, you know, be nice to our friends and help them with lunch and help them in the dorm and learn a lot of Torah. Of course, those are all huge things. But if we go ahead and we smile, and we are, and by smiling to people, we are bringing positivity into this world. Hashem says, oh, I want that kind of employee, I want that kind of dedicated servant to be in this world for the coming year to help me out. On that note, Yisrael Salanter was very famous in saying that during Elul, the Yom Noroim, he noticed the guy was very tense and very upset. And he said, he walked over to the person and he said, you can't do that. You can't have a tense facial expression because it's going to disturb other people. Your facial expression is considered like a bor birshus harabim. We didn't learn about Vakam last year. I think we learned it 2 years ago. A bor birshus harabim means what? A pit in the public domain, which is a very, very dangerous. People could slip and fall and get hurt in a bor b'shus harabim. Your face is considered to be a public obstacle. If your face is filled with a frown and it's negative and it looks and you look sad, so what's going to happen to the people around you? It's going to bring people. It's going to make them fall. It's going to make them stumble. But if you walk around with a smile and you make people happy, so then you're not. It's not going. On the contrary, it's not going to be a stumbling block. It's not going to be an obstacle. On the contrary, it's going to be a breath of fresh air for the people around you. So the person wants to see, look. What could he do? What could he do in order to enhance his situation in this world? Well, if he smiles, Hashem says that's the kind of person I want walking around this world for the coming year in a good situation, because he's going to bring positivity to the people around him. That's point number one. It's something very easy, but it could be very powerful. Something to keep in mind, certainly in the situation that you're in. I don't know how you guys are staying sane, and I was locked up in my apartment for 2 weeks, which was a challenge, but being locked up in a dorm room, for 2 weeks is obviously challenging. And Baruch Hashem, you're able to learn. I see the guys in the hallway or outside or on Zoom. Baruch Hashem, you're learning. You're trying your best. And just certainly, if you can continue smiling, like I see all of you on the screen right now, that you're all smiling, you continue smiling. So then, a Kadosh Baruch will see. Oh, Baruch Hashem, look at the situation I put them in. And yet, look what happened with Corona. They're still smiling. They're still learning. How beautiful. And therefore, you'll be given, Be'ezus Hashem, a great judgment for the coming year, because you are a very positive and influential, possibly you have a tremendously positive influence on the world at large. That's point number one. Point number two, it says, before the Tocha, it says, one of the reasons why the Tocha came to be was because Tachas Asher Lo Avadatas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv L'Yvav Mirov Kol. You didn't serve Hashem with positivity. You didn't serve Hashem with happiness. And that's one of the reasons why the Tocha comes. You didn't serve Hashem with happiness. And I heard an unbelievable pshat, Alpi Derech Drush, on this line. Let me just, I don't have to quote it. I'll read it to you aloud. Tachas Asher Lo Avadatas Hashem Elokecha, because you didn't serve Hashem your God, right, with happiness and a good heart, Mirov Kol, from the abundance of everything. Meaning, he had everything and he still didn't serve Hashem with happiness. That's the basic understanding. You weren't happy. But another pshat is as follows. When? Bizmanim, during times of simcha v'tu levav mirov kol, during times when you had everything, you had nothing to worry about. For example, somebody's on vacation, right? When somebody's on vacation, he doesn't have to worry about his business. What does he do when he's on vacation? During times of simcha, during times of relaxation, during times of rov kol, you have everything. You have nothing to worry about. You have no obligations. What does a person do during those times? That's when a person's going to be judged. Does he use those times for Torah or not? I'll give you an example. We understand that a person has a 9-to-5 job, so he can't learn so many hours. Okay, so he tries to learn in the morning before work, he tries to learn at night after work, but what can he do? He can't work. He has to work from 9-to-6, 9-to-7, he has to make a living. But the question is, on a Sunday morning, on a Sunday afternoon, when he has no obligations, what does he do? Does he take those free time? Of course, it has to be some family time, no question about it. But does he take his vacation times, the times of simcha, tu'levav merov kol, the times when he has no other distractions, no other obligations, does he use those times for service of Hashem? That is the question. And that's what the pasuk is talking about. If you use your free time for ruchnius, beautiful. If not, perhaps, maybe that's when the Tocha comes. And obviously, the year, Shana Bet, certainly. You have Shana Aleph, under your belt. You have greater skills. You have more of a connection to Yeshiva, more of a connection to the learning. And now, what do you have? What are the distractions? There's nobody, I don't think anybody's in college right now. What, you're not, unfortunately, you're not running anywhere for Shabbos. What exactly can be, right? Sports is going on. It's a different kind of sports, whatever. But how many distractions, right? You don't have to go anywhere, right? Until Yom Kippur, you can cancel any going out. And I'm not saying going out is bad, but it's non-existent. The amount of extra time on your hands without any distractions is tremendous. There's tons of it. Means because you didn't serve Hashem and you had ample opportunity. I'm not saying you guys shouldn't chill. I'm not saying you shouldn't play board games. And I'm saying you shouldn't schmooze. but you have an exponentially great amount of free time during these 2 weeks and certainly the next month and most likely over the course of the next few months. Take advantage. We don't want to chas v'shalom waste this opportunity. Obviously, there's a lot of ramifications of Corona are terrible. But this is one small point, which actually may be quite positive. There's nowhere to go. There's not much else to do. You have an additional amount of free time. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying, Hashem, you know what? This unfortunate gift, depends how you look at it, this bittersweet gift where I have extra free time, no commuting, no running around. I'm not saying you have to learn every free second, but a little bit more. Whether you're chazering the morning Seder, whether you're chazering the afternoon Seder, take advantage of these times. Because tachas shelavat Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'tul levav merov kol, because you didn't take opportunities of the free time that you have. It is the mission of us tells us, right? Don't say kishe efne eshne. When I have time, I'll learn. You know what? Because now you do have the free time. Not much going on. There's no errands to run. So take advantage of the next few days, next few weeks, next few months. And Amir Tzashan, if you continue to smile and you can continue to take advantage of all the free time that HaKadosh Baruch has given you to learn, to grow, to do Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, we'll be zocha, all of us, to a Kesiva Chasima Tova, a great year in Yeshiva, a great year for all of Klal Yisrael, and see the Gula Shleim Rehevi Menu. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and enjoy, even though it's Shabbos in quarantine, make the best of it, and have an awesome, awesome Shabbos.